Well, as recent as June, it didn't seem like we'd be using the D word this year, but once again, the word drought is back in our vocabulary. And there really now is a serious concern about how drought conditions may impact what kind of yields we're going to see for our corn and soybean crop. Over the last couple of weeks, meteorologist Brad Rippey says the drought index really has risen.
You look at some of the individual states, pretty dramatic changes. Iowa already was suffering from dryness. They went from 35 to 60% in drought. Minnesota, even more dramatic increase from 10 to 55% in drought. Seeing big changes as well in Missouri, especially northern Missouri, but statewide 15 to 31% is the change in drought coverage over the last week. Wisconsin going from 2 to 21%. Illinois, no drought last week, to 21% this week. And even in North Dakota, we're seeing a big change there as well. And the coverage in North Dakota going from 4 to 31%.
Well, this week, the USDA did release their forecast for 2013 farm income, and despite some challenges, prices look to be up for producers. However, Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says a cloud could be on the horizon if Congress doesn't act on two key pieces of legislation this fall.
This strong momentum could be stalled and likely will be stalled if Congress is unable to pass a comprehensive long-term food, farm, and jobs bill that will provide certainty in farm policy, and if Congress is unable to get to a consensus on common-sense immigration reform, which will stabilize the workforce and allow us to make sure that we have a stable and dependable agricultural workforce in the years to come.
Well, the county fair season on its final legs through the Labor Day holiday weekend. There still is some outstanding exhibits to take in and some very good livestock judging. Dale Sable again stressed the fact that there certainly are a lot of life skills acquired through these project areas.
Well, I think the life skills that they're learning is some things about first, basically how to get along with their fellow exhibitor, work with their parents on something on a project that's mutually beneficial for both. They're learning every one of these young people someday is going to interview for a job. They'll be. I noticed that they were talking to the judge today, and the judge will be talking to them. Everyone that gets a job in any industry has a job interview. And some of the basic things that we go through here today are things that they can use in their lifelong in the days ahead.
Well, looking at where we stand on the agricultural front, it was a mixed day on the cheese market. Blocks losing 2.25 cents to 172.75 cents per pound, while barrels gained 1.75 cents to 175.75 cents, while AA butter up 0.5 cents to 143.5 cents per pound. As far as the Class 3, August drops to 1790, September down to 1762, October off 34 cents to 1765, and December now at 1679. Over on the Board of Trade, a mixed day. September corn off 7 at 496.5 cents per bushel. December up fractionally to 480.75 cents. Beans for September down 3 to 1434.5 cents per bushel. November off 4.25 to 1369. And September wheat off 5.25 at 641.25 cents per bushel. Livestock, slaughter cows, cutting utilities, 78 to 92. Most of slaughter cows, 60 to 77. Replacement bull calves, 80 to 160, atop at 190. Heifer calves, 60 to 140. Barrels and gilts, 60 to 72. Feeder pigs, 40 through 60 pounders, 45 to 80. Feeder lambs, $1 and down. Market lambs, 114 and down. And that is your lowdown on agricultural prices. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU News.